Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, when was the last time you got a spam text message? Well, with 6 in 10 people reporting that they get spam texts frequently, nearly 1 in 4 of us are dealing with it on a weekly basis. So from phishing emails to annoying phone calls, just what can you do to stay ahead of any unwanted attention? Well, CEO of the Compliance Institute, who carried out that research that came up with those figures, Michael Kavanagh, is on the line alongside the tech editor with the Irish Independent, Adrian Weckler. Good afternoon to both of you. Michael, you commissioned the survey. It's revealed that many of us are dealing with spam texts, some of it on a weekly basis, emails and phone calls also featuring. So take us through the most common thing that people would experience.
Yeah, well, it won't come as a massive surprise, but over half the population are reporting that they're spammed on at least a monthly basis, with 3 in 10 saying it is a weekly occurrence. By far the most preferred scammer's choice of communication is email, with 73% receiving spam emails monthly, 62% receiving spam texts, and a little bit surprisingly to me, the most aggressive form being spam calls, with 57% at least on a monthly basis having to deal with receiving phone calls of a scam nature.
All right. And so just as a matter of interest, what was the kind of sample size and the demographic spread of people you were talking to, just in terms of, was it people with mobiles, people with landlines, people who were connected across all platforms?
It was across the board, Colm. It was a survey done of 1,000 people, general population in association with iReach. So it was across the full population. So, for example, it did show that younger people seem to be receiving these spam calls more regularly, obviously, than older people. I think that's just reflective of the nature of supplying their information, perhaps more than others.
Adrian, the results of the survey, especially on the level of text messages, the preferred medium of scammers reaching people would appear to be on their smart device, which is presumably where they can log into their banking app and transfer them money as well. Is that the case?
Yeah, I mean, basically, like any listener now would, I'm pretty confident, have received some scam or phishing or smishing text messages, for example, over the last few weeks. There's a particularly convincing and tricky one going around that pretends to be from eFlow, which is the toll charging company. And a member of my own family got caught out by this, clicked on the link, entered credit card details, and then the credit card company, the bank, rang him up and said, you've been... You know, somebody tried to make a purchase in China and his card was cancelled.
When we were discussing this item before coming on air, one of the team said they had literally just passed through the toll booth when they got a text message telling them that they could avail of a link to sign up for a more convenient form of payment rather than a tag.
It's an insidious thing. I've received a few of those myself, and you question yourself, yes, I did happen to be on a motorway a couple of days or a couple of weeks ago. Maybe I do have an unpaid toll and it looks completely legitimate, and you don't think to look at the full web address, which is what you should do, by the way, if you get one of these scam texts or emails. I think the texts are a little bit trickier than the emails. We're kind of used to the emails and the robocalls as well. They tend to be in a robotic voice pretending to be from the revenue or from Amazon, and I think they're less convincing. It's the texts that really get you, particularly when they're inserted into pre-existing text conversations that you already have, say, with your bank. That's a really insidious one, and that catches an awful lot of people out. If you're with one of the main pillar banks here, you're looking at your text conversation. Maybe they sent you texts about, that your online statement was ready or something like that. And now you see a text purporting to be from them in the same text conversation.
How is that done, Adrian?
Saying that there's a problem.
And
yeah,
I suppose more importantly, how is it blocked?
It's a huge problem with SMS, which is the texting system. So most people in Ireland now actually use WhatsApp more or other online messaging systems more than texting. But we all still use texting to some extent. And the reason that happens in text messages, SMS messages, is because the operators say they're powerless to stop it because they won't get together to establish an encrypted standard, that the same way that, say, Meta does with WhatsApp or Apple does with iMessage. And there's no real, you know, penalty on them for doing so. And that is essentially the main reason why they can do that. In terms of how to protect against it, there are a few things you can do. There are a few apps you can get, like, for example, Truecaller. That will use a known database of known scam numbers and spam addresses. And that will stop the calls and the texts coming through. There are other things you can do on your iPhone or your Android phone. In settings, you can go to caller ID and spam settings or silence unknown callers. There are some things you can do, but you won't completely stop, unfortunately, the scam texts coming through.
All right. Tech editor with the Irish Independent, Adrian Weckler, thanks for joining us. And before that, we spoke to Michael Kavanagh, who is from the Compliance Institute.